Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 10th of January 2016, and this is the 511th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm just on my way back from the dentist. I'm walking through the skate park, and it's a warm, dry day. So there are quite a lot of people out, including a very enthusiastic dog. Children haven't gone back to school yet, so the parks are pretty full with entertaining young children. I'm really, really glad to be walking away from the dentist rather than to the dentist. I'm very lucky to have found a dentist I like, who's really careful and not judgmental. But I've got a big history of not such good experiences that just revisit me every time I go, I kind of lie in the chair and think, just breathe deeply, meditate, let your mind run loose. But somehow it's a very difficult thing to do when your mouth is full of things causing you injury or pain. But it's been done. And so now I am on my way back. And it's really interesting the difference between being forced to go to a dentist and being an adult and needing to do that for oneself. I guess when my earliest experiences were happening and I had a really difficult situation with a dentist, I felt I had absolutely no choice, and I even at one point jumped out of the car when my mother was driving me to the dentist. We stopped at a traffic lights and I leapt out of the back seat, out of the car, and ran away, and I didn't come back till late that night. So it was a bit extreme. One of the good things about going to the dentist today, apart from having got it done, is that I had a very, very, very late night last night. I was trying to finish this translation, which I thought had to be in on Wednesday, and then I discovered that it actually had to be in on Monday. Luckily, it was European time, so I had a few extra hours thrown in. Apologies for the noise that's happening. They seem to be resurfacing a road. I shall be going round the corner as quickly as I can to stop you having to listen to it too. One of the results of having worked so late on this writing, it wasn't just the writing, it was that I needed to put a CV in as well, and I haven't had a CV for years and years and years, so it needed really to be done from scratch. And my last known one was on an ancient computer that wouldn't boot, so yes, I had to kind of reinvent my life. But I got it done, but as a result, my arm was really sore from writing much too much all on one day. And so going to the dentist meant that I could do absolutely nothing with my hand. It was an enforced hour or so getting there and coming back, and then about an hour and a half in the chair. So my arm has had a good rest, and I do think that if I had stayed at home, I would have been wanting to do things with it. So there are some strange kind of pleasures and or benefits and to be had from this whole process. One is this fact that my arm has got a rest, and the second is that if I had had today and tomorrow as well as yesterday to finish this translation in, it would have taken me at that time. I would have allowed it to spread. And so I feel sort of liberated from that. And now I feel even more liberated at not having to go back to the dentist for a while. And I think tonight I shall go to bed early, and even maybe tomorrow have some more naps. I might have a nap now when I get home as well, so that I can catch up on the sleep, because I do know that working or not allowing myself long enough nights often kind of could make me a bit run down, and then it's hard to get back on my feet. It has become so muggy tonight, but I am going for a little walk on Knocklofty a little bit later, so that again will blow all the cobwebs out, and with any luck it will make me really sleep a deep sleep tonight. Just also provide another opportunity not to use my arm. I've just come to a little roundabout, an intersection where my local shop used to be, but has now turned into a cafe. I haven't really had any desire to go there. I'm so completely attached to the cafe I've always been to, which is, well, it's a bit closer, but I don't think that's why. I do hope that you've had a slightly more organised two cars doing something very strange. They've got very young people driving them, and they're very, very large cars. But they were driving them not in the usual speedy way, but about 30 kilometres an hour. Ooh, that wind. I'm going to try and shield you with my hood. I do hope that you have had a more regulated time over the last few days, that you can pace yourself well, and that if you haven't been able to pace yourself well, that you're able to reward your poor body and mind for its hard work by giving it a little pause now, and treat it to some TLC. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.